and you either do more of what you're doing or you do less of what you're doing, just less volume. But you don't change what you're doing. Only about 3% of the people do that. So the next time you're running into a problem, try to get in the habit of sitting back and going, okay, I've got options here. The option is to keep doing what I'm doing where I'm getting my butt kicked one way or the other. Or I can do less of it because I'm just tired of having my butt kicked. Or you can do something different. Only about 3% actually do something different. If you ask a psychologist, guys, here's where I think people get in trouble. And I see it a lot in trappers, and I see a lot in people who are trying to run businesses and market and different things like that. If you ask a brain scientist what the purpose of thinking is, he's going to tell you the purpose of thinking is not to think. The purpose of thinking is not to think. The purpose of your brain is to figure out how to go on autopilot most of the time. We're all driving, we're listening to the radio, we're talking to our wife, you know, we're not really paying attention to the brakes or the gas, the steering wheel, you know, that's autopilot. It can be scaled up to what you're doing on your own trap line. It's autopilot. Now, the problem with this being on this, the reason that you go on autopilot is it takes a lot of energy to think. A lot more energy to really think about issues a lot of times than it is to physically do something. Because you can move muscles pretty easy. Getting your brain to get off autopilot is not easy. That's why it seems like very few people think anymore. Everybody's in autopilot. Because it takes so much energy. Now, autopilot, if you talk to a psychiatrist, is mental myopia. Basically, that's tunnel vision. Like you're going down the road and you're thinking about what you're going to do tomorrow. You're coming back from your trap line, and you're just focused on that, and you're not seeing what's on the side of the road or this, that, and the other. Yeah, I got to get the truck ready. I got to get the traps that I need ready. You know, I've got to scan what's in the truck. I mean, you get tunnel vision. We also get tunnel vision, me included with this, we also get tunnel vision with our trapping when we're setting traps, we're looking at locations, we're bedding traps, we're blending traps, we're doing all the things that we've read about, we've watched, we've done before. It's completely on autopilot. I can tell you from personal experience that the first few times that I went to Texas, and I was so unfocused on the one, but on the many, that I was wanting to get so many traps out that I was in such a hurry and I got so tunnel vision on making a certain type of set over and over and over and over and over again. After about 4 or 5 days of that, I started noticing, did I put a trap in? Did I put a pan cover on it? Did I stake it? Did I do whatever is necessary to do that? You know, I mean, I would sit there and actually couldn't remember if I put a pan cover on the trap or I just sifted straight over it with sand where it wouldn't go off. Complete tunnel vision. And then I would check and do stuff like that. But we all get that way. The type of sets we put in, tunnel vision. The where our trap goes, tunnel vision. How deep is our hole? Tunnel vision. Like to me on autopilot is, I want the dang thing to be 2 feet to 3 feet deep.